Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that your sister's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. But I just ask for your sister that's listening today that these teachings help her stay in your perfect will so she can obey what it is that you want her to do, both for the salvation and for her salvation, safekeeping, and the salvation, safekeeping of all of her loved ones. I ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous things can get, and the need to walk in the spirit, understanding dreams to help see if the Holy Spirit's talking to you so that you can stay in his will more perfectly. Talking about talked about soldiers and things like that, and like a war-torn country, and then also if you're having dreams about the Air Force, this could be the Lord talking to you about the shift that's going to take place. Oh boy. Scripture talks about a second and a third heaven, okay, and then the prince, the power of the air. This is in Ephesians, and then this is Galatians 7 says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to spirit shall of the spirit reap everlasting life." Yeah, he might just be warning you, okay, about a shift that's going to take place. As you know, just the United States is so just so proud and disrespectful towards the Lord, and they don't understand that he puts things in place for protection, spiritual things in place for protection, especially when you talk about spirits within the air, in the second heaven and things like that. Just if you're having dreams about the Air Force, shifts in the Air Force, just I mean, there's so many ways that it can that he could be explaining it to you. He just could be just warning you that a change is going to be taking place. You just need to be prepared. Just warnings to help you testify, that will testify to you in the spirit of things that are going to start happening to help you stay alert and sober, so that you don't fall asleep and then get caught unprepared when things do change. Okay, so I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, just ask for a sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit and letting her light shine and asking to be filled with the Holy Spirit, understanding that's only Him that's going to help her stay sober and alert and prepared for the things to come. Ask all these prayers, you daddy son. In Jesus' name, amen.